Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. True to its name, Facebook is growing ever more accustomed to your face. Let's dig deep with WHYY social media mogul Amy Quinn. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Dave.
Deep face.
Deep face.
Sounds deep as in ominous.
And deep as in deeply rooted in every one of the 400 million photos on Facebook. Facebook is rolling out this feature called Deep Face, which will allow them to recognize and potentially tag any user in any photo taken of them anywhere that appears on Facebook, including those shots of you at the Phillies game when you told your boss you were home with the flu.
Oops.
Oops.
What's the default for Facebook users? Do they have to opt in or opt out of this service?
By default, Facebook will suggest your tags to you. It will alert you to the fact that you've been found in someone's photo, but you always have the option to say, no, don't make that tag publicly viewable.
What are, for argument's sake, the advantages of this new service?
Well, the advantages for a brand, as most of these moves usually are tailored to benefit brands. If, for instance, NewsWorks was taking photographs at the bike race in Manayunk, we could post a photo gallery and say, all of your suggested tags are going to come up. If you spot yourself in one of our photos, like and share. That's the goal for the brand.
Let's move on to perhaps the biggest oops of late. The once and perhaps future NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams, New York Times op-ed columnist David Brooks talked in part about there being something barbaric in the public response to this and other brouhahas of this nature.
Yeah, poor Brian is learning the lesson this week that it's possible to go from a recognized and respected newsman to the meme of the week in the space of a few days.
What do you mean?
If you've seen the photos where his face is photoshopped into historic events, you know, settling the Civil War, he was riding with OJ in the white Bronco.
He was running for mayor of Philadelphia.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's really a cycle that we're becoming very accustomed to living in the social media world that we are now, the cycle of public shaming and disgrace and confession and begging for forgiveness. Some people.
But when the jury, judge, and executioner is all rolled into one, it's kind of tough to make an appeal.
It is. And it remains to be seen whether his career will survive this.
We touched on the Philadelphia mayor's race and one Jim Kenney. The former city councilman is dabbling in social media, perhaps not as effectively as his campaign team would like.
Jim Kenney is a legend on Twitter in Philadelphia. His Twitter feed for years has been a source of entertainment, a source of policy discussion, sometimes vulgar. He has cursed out Governor Christie. He has gone after Mayor Nutter over the years. At one point, there was a brouhaha over him hiring a consultant firm to come in and teach him how to tweet, which, you know, for a guy who's in his 50s, isn't the worst idea in the world.
For full disclosure, you're teaching me how to tweet.
Absolutely, and you're doing wonderfully. The difference there was that Councilman Kenney had taxpayer money paying for it. Every politician would be wise to hire a social media strategist or consultant to help them learn how to do this, but ideally you want to get someone other than the taxpayers to pay for it.
And so is he forbidden from tweeting at this point?
Officially, his campaign tells our Brian Hickey, absolutely not. His hands are still very much on the keyboard, and we are glad of that.
In general, do you find that politicians are behind the curve in personally using social media to their political advantage?
I think most politicians wisely try to keep their social media profiles as professional as possible. You know, Anthony Weiner is sort of the cautionary tale for every politician when using Twitter because he was exchanging naughty photos on Twitter. Then there's a Cory Booker who it's hard to say where his career would be today without his deep understanding and mastery of social media, specifically Twitter.
Thanks, Amy.
You're very welcome.
That's WHYY social media mogul Amy Quinn on NewsWorks Tonight.